This morning I am still in the Gospel of John, chapter 6, and today starting at verse 52 through 69. The Jews then disputed among themselves, saying, "How can this man give us his flesh to eat?" So Jesus said to them, "Very truly I tell you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you have no life in you. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood have eternal life, and I will raise them up on the last day. For my flesh is true blood, is true food, and my blood is true drink. Those who eat my flesh and drink my blood abide in me, and I in them. Just as the living Father sent me, and I live because of the Father, so whoever eats me will live because of me. This is the bread that came down from heaven, not like that which our ancestors ate when they died. But the one who eats this bread will live forever." He said these things while he was teaching in the synagogue at Capernaum. When many of his disciples heard it, they said, "Ooh, this teaching is difficult. Who can accept it?" But Jesus, being aware that his disciples were complaining about it, said to them, "Does this offend you? Then what if you were to see the Son of Man ascending to where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh is useless. The words that I have spoken to you are spirit and life. But among you there are some who do not believe." For Jesus knew from the first who were the ones who did not believe, and who was the one who would betray him. And he said, "For this reason, I have told you that no one can come to me unless it is granted by the Father." Because of this, many of his disciples turned back and no longer went about with him. So Jesus asked the 12, "Do you wish also to go away?" Simon Peter answered him, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe, and I know that you are the Holy One of God." Thanks for the reading of the Gospel. Amen. So even though the lectionary picked up from last week with verse 56, I wanted to go back a little so that we could be reminded of our verses from last week about what Jesus was teaching about. The Reverend Dr. R.C. Sproul has his chapter in this commentary on all these verses, going from chapter 6, verse 52 through 71. And Sproul is the one who used the phrase "hard sayings." He says that because these verses are hard, because they are hard to understand, and because they seem harsh to us. They are difficult to accept. Jesus' words were so difficult to hear and understand that many of Jesus' followers left him. John the Evangelist refers to them as disciples, since they were following Jesus and learning from him. When the dust settled, Jesus was faced with his 12 disciples. And then he offers to these 12 the opportunity to leave, to go back to their lives. Simon Peter always has the best quotes in the Bible. He is impulsive and has such a love of God and Jesus. Wouldn't it be great to be like Peter? So Peter says, "Lord, to whom can we go? You have the words of eternal life. We have come to believe and know that you are the Holy One of God." So instead of talking about and concentrating on bread and flesh again, I want to focus on leaving versus staying. One of the other lectionary readings for today is Joshua 24, verses 1 and 2, and 14 through 18. The Israelites are given a choice to stay or leave. Let me read it for you. "Then Joshua gathered all the tribes of Israel to Shechem and summoned the elders, the heads, the judges, and the officers of Israel, and they presented themselves before God. And Joshua said to all the people, 'Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, Long ago, your ancestors, Terah and his sons, Abraham and Nahor, lived beyond the Euphrates and served other gods. Now, therefore, revere the Lord and serve him in sincerity and in faithfulness. Put away the gods that your ancestors served beyond the river and in Egypt, and serve the Lord. Now, if you are unwilling to serve the Lord, choose this day whom you will serve, whether the gods your ancestors served in the region beyond the river, or the gods of the Amorites in whose land you are living. But as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Then the people answered, far be it from us that we should forsake the Lord to serve other gods. For it is the Lord our God who brought us and our ancestors up from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery, and who did those great signs in our sight. He protected us along all the way that we went and among all the peoples through whom we passed. And the Lord drove out before us all the peoples, the Amorites who lived in the land. Therefore, we also will serve the Lord, for he is our God. The Israelites, the Jews following Jesus, and each of us are given the choice, the free will, to follow Jesus, to serve the Lord. In Revelation 3, in the message written to Laodicea, the author writes, you are neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So because you are lukewarm and neither hot nor cold, I am about to spit you out of my mouth. It's better for us to make a decision, like Joshua told the Israelites, than it is to be lukewarm. Jesus didn't yell for the Jews to come back. He offered the same opportunity to his 12 disciples. We're always offered that choice to serve other gods, to leave, to get spit out. I grew up knowing the quote from Joshua, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. My parents made that commitment in our baptisms, being raised in the church, and our confirmation. But my sisters and I could have chosen differently in the end. The Bible is full of stories about individuals who either followed the Lord or chose their own path. When faced with a difficult doctrine, hard sayings, difficult choices, the fickle crowd disappeared. The people following Jesus, they were looking at Jesus for many different reasons. The feeding of the 5,000, the healing of the sick, the potential of Jesus being king and saving them from the Romans. All good reasons, but not the reasons that Jesus came to earth and was teaching about bread from heaven. But they can all be reasons that we seek God and religion. I'm sure we've each heard, oh, I'm in a tough spot, maybe I should try a little religion. Or how often do we hear people seeking Jesus when they are sick or a loved one is sick? Too often. The spiritual person always finds Jesus in a foxhole. And I always wonder if the atheist meets God in their final moments. Last week I asked if we could imagine ourselves just nibbling a little on Jesus' heart or his feet, to be more like him in our dealings with those we have difficulty loving. Our text from the last few weeks is about becoming fully committed to Christ. To be so consumed with Jesus, it is like we ingested him. Like Joshua told the Israelites to make a choice, Jesus is also asking us to make a choice. But nothing lukewarm. Be fully into your following Jesus so that there's only one God in your life. Part of being in a relationship with someone is talking to them. God's no different. God desires to be in communication with us all the time. So just call God up later. Let God know about your day. Let God know but you're worried about something, or you're afraid, or you're happy, or you're in love. God is our loving parent and wants to be fully, fully involved with us. And God wants us to be fully involved with Him too. God gave us the command to love God and love our neighbor. So let's try to live God's love this week. Amen.